My name's Alex Webb. It's the 7th of September 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you come from?
My full name is Timothy John Wrigley. I was born in Nottingham. I've come from Wiltshire today, where we're living in Trowbridge. You needed date of birth?
Yeah.
That's 9th of July 1954.
So where did you first hear about the project?
That was on the internet, surfing around, looking at Anthony Walmley's work and coming across it that way.
And what inspired you to take part?
I just loved the idea of the democracy of it, the egalitarianism of it, and the fact that it is a complete difference to what you normally have on plinths, the other people around Trafalgar Square. You know, it's just every man and every woman, and that was the most inspiring thing about it.
Are you involved in the creative arts yourself?
No.
Not at all?
No.
So this is a totally kind of new thing for you?
Yeah, I guess so.
In terms of
yes.
the event and stuff. You know?
Yeah. Yes.
So what do you do in your spare time? Could you tell us a little bit about your background
sure.
and where you're from?
As background, well, I did 20 years teaching English as a foreign language in various countries: Libya, Italy, Qatar, Singapore, Indonesia. I've got an Indonesian wife and a couple of kids, a couple of daughters. I changed career 8 or 9 years ago, and now I work in IT as a trainer and documenter, really.
Mm-hmm.
And in my spare time, well, I play classical guitar, try to, mm-hmm. and study. I'm doing a design degree with the Open University,
okay.
which takes up just about all of my spare time.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good to do a bit more gardening,
yeah.
but there you go.
So you're quite a creative guy then, if you're musical, you know, you've got your musical side and...
I think there's a side of me, definitely, that is a frustrated artist, yes.
Yeah. So what kind of design do you do?
The degree is computing and design.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be looking at websites and so on. I've done a fair few of the modules so far. The one I'm doing at the moment is just a general design thing, which is great. We're looking at chairs, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That's
great.
Yeah.
So what kind of inspired you to get involved in that kind of line of work?
Teaching English as a foreign language was great. I did it for 20 years. It was a way to travel around. You don't earn very much
mm-hmm.
at it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you can be trained fairly rapidly to be an effective teacher. And if you have English as your native tongue, then you're a marketable commodity.
Mm-hmm.
But there's plenty more like you.
Yeah.
So it's probably market forces that led me into IT,
yeah.
where my naive belief was that it was going to be better paid.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Yeah. And then the musical side, do you perform in any venues?
I used to. I used to perform a little bit, yeah. I mean, folk clubs. I was brought up on the Isle of Wight, and me and school chums used to go around folk clubs and... that was the way we got into pubs when we were underage.
Mm-hmm.
Libya also, there was an informal sort of folk club where if you went, you had to play.
Mm-hmm.
But on the whole, I'm not a performer. I don't enjoy it. It's too stressful.
Okay.
So I struggle along. I've just started having lessons again
mm-hmm.
with the classical guitar, and I just love it. It's great.
Yeah.
But it's pleasuring myself, if I can put it that way.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of pieces do you play on the guitar?
I'm working on Bach's Cello Suite No. 1 at the moment.
Okay. So I'm guessing the technique, I mean, it's quite intricate with the kind of fingering. And
yes, yeah, yeah. I mean, left and right hand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Going back to the plinth, do you think it's going to have an impact on you after you've been there for your hour?
Inevitably, yes. I think if you are at all a sentient being, you are using all of your experience to enhance your present and future life.
Yeah.
So yes, and this is definitely a big experience.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I would hope it has a big effect.
Yeah.
And thank you for the question, because
yeah.
I hadn't thought about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, good to think about it. Thank
yeah.
you.
So what do you plan to do?
I'm going to. I'm supporting Sightsavers International charity, and I've asked people to give me a message which I will broadcast from the plinth,
mm-hmm.
and in return they're pledging a bit of money to Sightsavers.
Okay.
So it's other people's messages that I'm broadcasting, one or two of my own, but mostly other people's.
So they'll be sending them in. Is that right?
No, I've already got them. I've managed to write a few of them out, you know, strips of card.
Yeah.
I've got loads more still to do, so I'm not quite sure how the timing's going to work up there.
Yeah.
Once I've completed a message and shown it around and shown it, I hope, to the right cameras,
mm-hmm.
I'll fold it in or circle it into the link of a chain,
mm-hmm.
and get that chain going and see how far it goes.
Sounds good. any hopes and fears about going up there? Expectations?
I'm going to walk a thin line, I think, between grace and dignity and making a total ass of myself.
Yeah. And I mean, you said before, like, performing arts, this is the kind of first time you've been involved. Something in a fine arts context.
Yes.
Yeah. What is it about Anthony Bromley's work that kind of appeals to you, if you follow his stuff?
I do follow his stuff. I confess I don't know much about him. I try to get to art galleries wherever I am, whenever I'm in the city. I'm a country boy, really. But I don't know a huge amount about Anthony Gormley's work. His investigation of who we are and the human form,
yeah.
I think, is
yeah.
is just fascinating stuff. And being involved in this process, I totally get the art that's around it and
sure.
that investigation, because it's been such a process for me.
Mm-hmm.
Although what I may be doing is banal, it's been such a process to think about
yeah.
being up there and what I'm going to do and how it interacts with other people
mm-hmm.
and yeah, who we all are. It's a big question.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think it represents us as a kind of for the UK?
I would hope that the selection, well, it's very much a self-selection process,
mm.
so it's not a random sample of people,
yeah.
But I hope it is a representation. And from what I've seen of the people up there, it's a representation of who we are and at the moment. It's very contemporary, and that's great, and it's great to see people having a good time up there, people being interesting up there, people not doing very much up there,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's just a thread which runs through the whole of contemporary life, I
mm-hmm.
think, and it can come to a sort of was it an hourglass, the pinch in the hourglass
that
Anthony talks about in
mm-hmm.
On the site. So yeah I think I can get that.
Yeah. This is a big question. What's most important in your life?
Getting through today, I think. I think the most important thing, my family are the most important thing in my life, without a doubt. Getting my two daughters, one of them's well on the path to a happy and successful life, and it's easing the second daughter along the same way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's great. And if you were to describe yourself, what would be the main thing you'd say?
Average kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I don't think I'm outstanding in any particular way. I think I've got a modicum of talent. I'm not a polymath. I'm a jack of all trades. I'm not too much this or too little that. Easygoing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Difficult one.
Yeah, it is. I know.
It's how about you?
I can't see. But who would you say you're doing this for?
Primarily myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of getting to the age now, I think, where I would like to do more selfish things.
And taking opportunities just when you
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for the interview. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.